Hello, I'm Joe Vigliotti, Carroll County Commissioner from District 1. Thank you for joining me today. What an incredible week it's been. Americans took to the polls on Tuesday to exercise their privilege as Americans to determine the course of the country and the county, and they spoke resoundingly not only nationally, but locally here in Carroll. I want to offer congratulations and my prayers for President-elect Trump, Vice President-elect Vance, and to Congressman-elect Olszewski, and locally to Board of Education members-elect Kristen Zimmer and Greg Malveaux for their success. I'm very much looking forward to working with Mrs. Zimmer and Dr. Malveaux as I look forward to continuing the close and special relationship that this Board of Commissioners has with the County Board of Education. I also trust that Congressman-elect Olszewski will carry with him to the House the opposition of this and our neighboring counties to the power lines. I also think it is important to note that the citizens of our county and our country chose Tuesday was reflective of the direction things were already moving in 2022. Our citizens are intelligent, discerning, love home, understand the issues, and knew what they wanted. And so I think it's very important to bear in mind the course that our citizens have again set, a course which began in 2022 in that their understandable concerns remain and that those things that they want to see from their elected officials remains true. Whether it is protecting home, defending local control, and as far as defending local control is concerned, that means opposing the power lines, or whether it is the things that they want to see in terms of keeping our budget as small as we can and avoiding tax increases, or pursuing policies which uphold the values that we live by and which make us who we are, Election 2024 is a reminder and a waypoint of what it is that we are pursuing. I also think it is important to reflect that no matter who you voted for, we are all fellow Americans. And more so, we are fellow creatures handcrafted by God. Disagreements and differences do not make us enemies, and it is important to have conversations with one another even about those things on which we do not agree, because by having those conversations, we are able to better understand each other, and in finding that kind of common ground, it allows us to see the humanity in one another. Refusing to do this undermines what connections that we do have, and when we refuse to see past politics to the other person, we deny their humanity and their dignity, and we ultimately deny God. We have far more in common than we might sometimes think. That said, again, I'm looking forward to what the next few years are going to bring. And as I've said before, I believe in my heart that America's best days are still ahead, and that the American dream is still very much possible, and it is very much possible here in Carroll County. And that is exactly why the Board of Commissioners, along with our delegates, senators, and other elected officials in our neighbor counties, are continuing to stand against the power lines of the Maryland-Piedmont Reliability Project, along with the county citizens through groups like Stop MPRP. PSEG recently released their proposed route, Line H, for the transmission lines for the MPRP. As I've said from the beginning, it does not matter what route they choose. None of them are acceptable. There is no relief if the proposed line is no longer near you. We need to remain united. This affects all of us. PSEG, along with PJM and the FERC, or the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, are trying to force open a door here in Carroll County, and PSEG has shown us 9 other potential future routes for more power lines. I, along with my colleagues on the Board of Commissioners, remain opposed to the power lines and will continue to fight against it. Do not lose heart. Do not be discouraged. The fight is not over. None of us are giving in. This is our home, and home is who we are. Now, on Wednesday evening, November 13th, that's next week, at the Agricultural Center in Westminster, PSEG, the company that won the bid to build the power lines, will be holding a town hall meeting to address questions from those who attend. Doors will be opening at 5:30 p.m. Now, at the same time that PSEG is threatening eminent domain and leveraging the power of Regional Energy Grid Supervisor PJM and the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, another company is doing things quite differently. Potomac Edison is going to be undertaking a power line improvement project, rebuilding existing power lines in the western part of the county. Again, upgrading a line pathway that already exists. They're not going to be taking more land, they're not going to be building new corridors of lines, they're going to be upgrading a line that already exists, and I cannot be clear enough about that. They'll be hosting a public meeting about this on November 20th at Northwest Middle School in Tawnytown beginning at 7 o'clock p.m. I will be there, and I hope that I'll see you there. At the same time, we as commissioners are continuing to push back against state overreach, against the Public Service Commission and attempts to turn farmland into industrial solar developments. We participated in a number of public hearings so far, and will be continuing to do so in the coming months as well. We'll continue to keep you updated on those public hearings as they arise. Finally, between the whirlwind of the election and the challenges that the county faces against state and federal overreach, There is still so very much to be thankful for. After all, this is November, the month of Thanksgiving, of gratitude to God for those things which we do have. Our family, our friends, our neighbors, our country, our county, and in all of these things, a home that we have built, a home worthy of protecting. Home is everything we are. I wish you a very happy Thanksgiving, and I pray God blesses you and your loved ones, our county, and our nation in every single possible way. I'm Joe Vigliotti, Carroll County Commissioner from District 1. Thank you for joining me today.